Palmer, brother and sister, E.R. Tacoma Park, Maryland, July 8, 1904. Dear brother and sister Palmer, last Wednesday, July 6th, W.C. White, Sarah, Maggie, and I left Nashville for Washington. Just before we left, a meeting of the Southern Union Conference Committee was held in Nashville for the purpose of devising some means of helping the Huntsville School. Those who have had charge of the school have not felt the importance of putting brain, bone, and muscle to the tax in an effort to make the school a success. The students who attend this school are to be given an education that will fit them to work for the master. They are to be given more than book knowledge. Should they be given book knowledge merely, their education would be imperfect. There should be a special school for the younger ones. Fathers and mothers are to be placed on the land, and parents as well as children are to be given an education. Promising families are to be brought in and settled upon a piece of ground as large as shall be deemed best. In connection with the school, there should be an experienced carpenter who can teach the fathers and their boys how to build their homes, which are to be neat, convenient, inexpensive buildings. The mothers should be taught how to prepare food hygienically and how to care for the sick. While I was in the South, I visited Huntsville. The Southern Union Conference Committee held a meeting while we were there, and I had much to read to the brethren assembled. A heavy burden rested upon me while I was at this place. I knew that there must be a change in the faculty, that more thorough men must take up the work. When a man has occupied the same position for years, and yet the school, in its inside and outside working, is still far from what it ought to be, a change must be made. A man must be put in charge who knows how to govern himself and others, and how to make the school show constant improvement. Teachers and students are to cooperate in doing their best. The constant effort of the teacher should be to make the students see the importance of constantly rising higher and still higher. Careful attention is to be given to the little things. Nothing in the house or about the premises is to be allowed to present a slack, dilapidated appearance. The horses are to be carefully stabled, and everything about the barn and stable is to be kept neat and clean. The leading, controlling influence in the school must be faithfulness in that which is least. Thus, the students will be prepared to be faithful in greater things. This is all that I can write now on this matter. But you know how hard it is for one who has not been trained to be faithful in little things to be faithful in larger trusts. And when one standing at the head of a school allows things to go at loose ends, his example has an influence on all around him. He should not be allowed to continue to sow the seeds of neglect and carelessness. Ever since going to the Berrien Springs meetings, my work has been continuous and taxing. While there, I saw that which we shall have to meet in the future. The only way in which we can advance in our work is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The book that contains the will of God concerning us is in our hands. A blessed unity will be enjoyed by those who are indeed children of God. They will not, by their words and acts, lead anyone to doubt in regard to the distinct personality of God, or in regard to the sanctuary and its ministry. We all need to keep the subject of the sanctuary in mind. God forbid that the clatter of words coming from human lips should lessen the belief of our people in the truth that there is a sanctuary in heaven, and that a pattern of this sanctuary was once built on this earth. God desires his people to become familiar with this pattern, keeping ever before their minds the heavenly sanctuary, where God is all and in all. We must keep our minds braced by prayer and a study of God's word, that we may grasp these truths. I was much pleased, Brother Palmer, to hear that water had been found on the sanitarium land. I have always had a very strong impression that water could be found there. When I saw the place, I said, "If I ever have a chance, the matter shall be tested and proved, even if water has to be sought for in several places." I thank the Lord that he does reward persevering effort. Then pray and believe that there is something for each one to do.
You speak of Brother Henry Kellogg's having a share in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, the same as some others of us have. I have longed to propose this, but suppose that he had invested his money elsewhere. In all my connection with Brother Kellogg, I've ever found him kind, sympathetic, and tender-hearted. I should be much pleased to have him unite with us in this interest. I have the fullest confidence in him as being a wise counselor and advisor. I never found him putting his foot on the brakes through fear that advancement would require means. May the Lord bless him, is my prayer. We must push forward as fast as we possibly can with sanitarium work in Southern California. I am sure that a sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles. This work has been delayed for want of proper management, and yet men have felt capable of managing. They have been unwilling to blend with others in the work. I hope that now we shall be able to make more advancement, but we shall be obliged to work on without the men who have not seen and improved their opportunities. We shall have success if we move forward in faith, determined to do the work of God intelligently. We must not allow ourselves to be hindered by men who love to stand on the negative side, showing very little faith. God's missionary work is to be carried forward by men of much faith, and is steadily to grow in force and efficiency. May the Lord strengthen you and bless you with health, is my prayer.